Awesome. Okay, folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you to the Sambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Beryl Gordon from Austin, Texas, and I am an executive consultant with Sambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. And folks, I got to tell you, you know, this is going to be the very last call for 2017 for the Business Builder call. Next Sunday, of course, will be Christmas Eve, and then the Sunday after that is going to be New Year's Eve, so we're going to make this one the last one. I am already looking forward to 2018 for several different reasons, for the changes that are going to be happening with me and in my life and my business, but I'm also excited about the changes and the success that you're going to be having in your business. I'm looking forward to announcing more ECs and more NCs, having new speakers on the call, and just having 2018 be our year. And we get to say that that's what's going to happen, and we can make it happen because we say so. Now, we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time, and this is the best way to get your Ambit Energy week off to a great start. A few weeks from now, it absolutely will be the best way to get 2018 off to a great start, being on this call, listening to the leaders, the best of the best, teaching us what they do to be successful so that we can be successful too. I want to congratulate and thank all of you who have been on this call consistently, persistently, have been committed and dedicated to being on this call week after week after week. And I'm sure that your business shows the success from that. I'm looking forward to even more of you being with us in 2018. Bring your new consultants to this call. Bring some of your older consultants who think they've learned it all. Bring them back to this call, and we're going to make a huge difference in the year 2018. Now, you hear people talking about simulcast. Guys, you got to be registered for it. January 13th, it's going to be live in Dallas, Texas, Hartford, Connecticut. And if you can't make it live, of course, you'll be able to look at it by the internet. You must register to be counted for simulcast. Go to your back office. It's only $55. And we know for sure, all of us who have been there before, we know that the attendee-only bonuses that they offer to us who actually sign in on that date will generate more revenue for us than the $55 is going to cost us. So if for no other reason that you want to take advantage of the attendee-only bonuses, you ought to be registered. But let me tell you something. Simulcast 2018 is going to be awesome. The speakers and the training at the local events are going to be phenomenal. They always have been. And then the announcements and getting to hear from Jerry and Chris and some of our top leaders, you want to be registered for the big event. The corporate only does two events a year. You've got to be registered for both of those. Absolutely important, okay? And then we have Power Trip, April 12th, 13th, 14th. Looking forward to that as well. This time it's going to be in Dallas, Texas. You know, we already know that, of course, Brian McClure will be there. Ray Monty will be there. We'll have Philip Eckhart there. Joey Carter will be there and several others. We're going to have a Q&A again with Jerry Thompson and possibly Chris Chambliss in the house. Always a welcome treat. Guys, if you've never been to Power Trip, you've got to come to Power Trip. I got to tell you, ask anyone who's attended one of the Power Trip events. They will tell you how powerful it really is, okay? And speaking of Power Trip, it's my pleasure to introduce the creator of Power Trip and the number one income earner in Ambit Energy and one of the top 10 income earners in network marketing worldwide. I call him my buddy. Please welcome Mr. Brian McClure. Brian, you with us?
I'm here, Bear. I appreciate the kind words, and I just want to remind everybody, as Bear just stated, the next two Sunday nights is Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, so we will not be having this call. If you'd help spread the word, put it out on Facebook prior to those Sunday nights and communicate it out there, I'd appreciate it. Hey, I want to talk to you about, since this is the last call before the New Year's, I want to talk about New Year's resolutions. You know, about this time every year, I usually talk about this. And every single year, you know, vast majority of Americans say, I've got a New Year's resolution, you know. And they revolve around two buckets of thought, basically. Health, you know, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to quit smoking, I'm going to start exercising more, you know, those sorts of things. and the other is wealth. You know, it's some sort of change financially. And people are taught to set goals, you know, to set a goal and to, you know, try to fulfill that goal. And if you sit and take a minute to reflect of, you know, what your New Year's resolutions were last year, this time of year, as you start to reflect as to, you know, why you wanted 2017 to be different than 2016, and then maybe even go back the year before that, the year before that, you know, quite often one can find themselves in a situation where you're not better off than you were last year. You're actually worse off than you were last year, and maybe even worse off than you were the year before that. And so people find themselves going backwards. And I think there's a real reason for that. You know, to me, a goal is a hope, a dream, a thought. You know, it's not a commitment. And there's a difference between a commitment and a goal. You know, a goal is something that, you know, you sit down and, you know, it sounds good. It's a feel good. You know, I set a goal to lose 50 pounds this year, you know, and I set a goal to do this. And I set a goal to do that. And I, you know, blah, 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 blah. And the bottom line is that and a buck will get you on a bus. Now, that and two or three bucks will probably get you on a bus in New York City. But the bottom line is that hoping and dreaming and setting goals and not doing what you have to do to get through to turn that goal into an absolute commitment. You know, I recently did a training in Houston. We had a great turnout. It was a great day. And, you know, I mentioned from the stage that, you know, I had to get committed to losing some weight, that I'd put a couple of pounds back on and that I was going to get committed to it. And I knew that there had to be accountability, which is what I really want to talk to you about tonight, is accountability, and that I needed to put myself out there. So at this training, and Chuck Chance is monitoring this, I said that I was going to lose 30 or 35 pounds. I'm going to lose 35 pounds, so I don't remember if I said 30 or 35, but I'm going to lose 35 pounds. And then I was going to weigh myself, and I was going to do it by ambition of 2018. And the accountability came in that I shared it with a room of, you know, 300 or 350 people or 250 people. I don't know how many people were there that day. But, you know, bottom line is I shared it with a whole bunch of people. And then I put some skin in the game. And the skin in the game that I put was is that if I didn't lose that amount of weight by ambition 2018, that I would donate $50,000 to Mobile Loaves and Fishes, one of my favorite nonprofits where I sit on the board. It's mlf.org if you want to check it out. We're doing some great things for the homeless and working poor, and I sit on the board of directors there, you know, just have a passion for what that organization does. It's run by my good friend Alan Graham, and so you know, I donate regularly to Mobile Loaves and Fishes in a commitment that I make to them. But I didn't want to have to put an extra $50,000 into the pot. That's a lot of money, not that they're not deserving, but I figured, you know, hey, look, if I put the accountability out there and I put it out there, you know, if I do lose, which I'm not because I'm committed to this, but if I do lose, at least it's going to go to a good cause. I'm absolutely unequivocally committed to losing the weight. Now, what I can tell you is I may also choose, because I'll have choices at that point. You know, when you get committed to something, what follows is that you get to make some choices in your life. But if I get committed to losing that weight, you know, nothing would prevent me from still donating that extra money to Mobile Loaves and Fishes if I chose to. I haven't made that decision yet. Don't know that I will, but, you know, why not keep all the options open? So I want to talk to you about the word accountability. And what I can tell you is that if you don't have accountability, and whether you're setting health goals, financial goals, whatever it may be, and, you know, I hear people every year, you know, come late spring or early summer, I want to be EC by ambition. I'm going to be EC by ambition. And I can tell you that people are more driven for recognition than they are for the money. there are literally some people, and I won't mention any names, but there are literally people in Ambit Energy that if Ambit Energy called them up and said, look, we're going to take 100% of your pay away, but we're going to get you on a conference call once a week, and for every, we're going to let you speak at Ambition, and we're going to let you speak at Simulcast, and we're going to put you on the executive tour with Jerry and Chris, but you're going to have to give up your paycheck to do that. There are people in this business that would do that. They're more into the recognition than they are the money. And so, you know, the first thing that you have to do is you have to get committed to what you're committed to. Now, if you're committed to, you know, promotion, if that's what really drives you, because, you know, when you make EC, you're going to be able to stand at the front of the room in the local meeting and give your 3 or 4 minute testimony or, you know, whatever it is that drives you, get committed to it. Don't set a goal. You know, I can't tell you how many years, year after year after year, I hear a group of people saying, I'm going to be EC by Ambition. And then Ambition comes around, well, you know, I had a tough summer, all excuse program happens. And then next summer rolls around, oh, I'm going to be Ambition, EC by Ambition. And that goes on year after year after year after year. It's because it was a goal. It was a hope. It was a wish. There was no accountability. There was no plan set out. You know, you've got to set out a plan as to how you're going to fulfill your commitment, not how you're going to fulfill your goal. Because a goal, like I said, it's just a hope, a dream, a prayer, a wish. You know, it's just something that you think about, but you're not committed to it. But when you understand the distinction between a goal and a commitment is something that's not going to be denied. So when you get committed to it, the next piece that has to happen is there has to be accountability. Because you can be committed to something, and then if there's no accountability, then what happens is that commitment goes away. Now, it's just easier to change the commitment or, you know, decide to get committed to something else. The bottom line is that there has to be accountability. Now, how do you provide accountability as you're setting your commitments for next year? You provide accountability by letting people know. Now, I stood on that stage in Houston, Texas here just a couple of weeks ago and put it out there. Put it out there for everybody that was there. You know, said that Chuck Chance was going to be my accountability partner. He's already called me on it, you know, see what was going on and so forth. And so there's not only had to be the commitment, but there has to be a knowledge of that commitment amongst people that know you, that love you, that care for you, that can be there for you. So the more people that you share your accountability and you start to set up accountability partners. So, you know, this is not a set structure. You can structure it any way you want to. You know, and your accountability partners could be a call once a month, once a week, once a day. You know, once a day I'm going to call you and tell you what I ate the day before. Or you get on an app and that app allows you to share, and your accountability partner can go in and see exactly what you ate the day before and hold you accountable if you had a bad day, talk to you, give you that support system. But the bottom line is that most people do not have accountability in what they're trying to do. What they do is they just kind of keep it to themselves. They have a goal, they have a wish, they have a dream, and no one knows about it, and they kind of mention it one time. And then what happens is that it's easy just to kind of change things and not be accountable for it. And so there's not a commitment. So, you know, one of the ways you get yourself committed to something is that you put it out there. You share it with just as many people as you possibly can in all different aspects of your life. You know, you have a spiritual side of your life, you have a work life, you have a home and a family life, you know, you've got different relationships that go on in your life. Well, you know, wherever you are during the day, as you're running into those relationships, those people should know what's going on, you know, and those people become your accountability partner. Now, what I can tell you about accountability partners is just that, plural. You should have more than one. You know, quite honestly, the more the merrier, unless it just gets to the point where, you know, you're having so many that all you're doing is being accountable to people because you've overcommitted to try to communicate to people. But you can send out a group text, you can send out a group email, you can, you know, find ways to communicate. And your accountability should be done on no less than a weekly basis, not a monthly basis, not every 10 days. You know, in a lot of instances where it's appropriate, you it's something you ought to do on a daily basis. You know, when it comes to some sort of eating program or exercise program, that's something to communicate easily on a daily basis. And again, there are apps that allow you to share that sort of situation. So whether you're going to focus in the New Year's on health or wealth or both or something else, what I can tell you is that there's got to be accountability. Without accountability, it's not going to happen. And it absolutely is only going to happen if there's accountability. And there's not going to be accountability, otherwise. There's an individual, won't mention any names, that, you know, when I got committed to, you know, losing my 30, 35 pounds, and again, it's going to be 35 pounds, that individual said, hey, I'm going to join you. I'm going to do this with you. You know, well, this was, you know, 3 or 4 weeks ago, and that person still hasn't committed to how many pounds they're going to lose. I'm not going to tell you if it's a he or she. They haven't committed to a time frame to lose that weight. You know, they're hoping and dreaming and, you know, conniving and manipulating, and they're really kidding themselves. And that's okay, because, you know, what, at the end of the day, everybody's familiar with my business card as a mirror. You know, at the end of the day, you got to look in the mirror and you got to hold yourself accountable. You know, I mean, I want the person to lose weight, love for them to lose weight. That's what they need to do. But, you know, at the end of the day, that's their life. It's their health. It's their family. It's, you know, it's not up to me to try to motivate somebody to get on the program and fulfill what they said they were going to fulfill. You know, there's do and there's do not. You know, the old Yoda from Star Wars, you know, there is no try. There's do not, there is no try. You know, and what I find with goals with so many people is it's just a try. Again, it's a wish, a dream, a hope. You know, it's a goal. It's something that's just fleeting, and they don't share it with anybody. There's no accountability. When things get rough, it's just easier to, oh, well, I'll start over next week. You know, I'll start over next week. And that year goes by, and then all of a sudden the next year goes by, and the next year goes by, and the next year goes by. And all of a sudden, you know, they're it's just the way you are. So I just wanted to get on the call today. I didn't want to take up your whole evening. I know a lot of people in Dallas are going, yeah, the Cowboys are on TV. You want to shut up so I can watch the game? But, you know, I just wanted to get on here and have you start to think. You know, you've got a couple of weeks for the New Year's. You need to write it down, make a commitment, find accountability partners, get committed to it, don't set a goal, and then I'm going to leave you with one last thought. Don't make it unrealistic. You know, don't make it unrealistic. Don't make it so hard that you know, the probability that you're going to be able to do it is not there. At the same time, you don't want to make it too easy. You know, if I would have said, hey, I'm going to lose 5 pounds by ambition, that would have been ridiculous. But, you know, 30, 35 pounds, you know, that's very doable. You know, a slow, steady weight loss over a period of time, mix in more exercise, you know, got a game plan for it. All I've got to do is execute against the game plan, stay focused, keep myself accountable, and, you know, I'm going to be 35 pounds lighter at Ambition 2018. You do the same thing. You know, set realistic goals, realistic commitments, realistic time frames, okay, that give you the ability to achieve. And the other thing I can tell you is that maybe you just say, okay, in January I'm going to lose 5 pounds, you know, and hit the 5 pounds in January. Okay, in February I'm going to lose 4 pounds, or I'm going to lose 6 pounds, or I'm going to lose, you know, whatever it is. And then hit that. So if you set commitments that are shorter in time frame, what can happen is that you can achieve those commitments and you can celebrate those commitments. So bottom line is, get committed to whatever it is you want to get committed to. Make a positive change in your life. All the positive thought in the world isn't going to make you any money. It's only massive positive change that's going to make you money. So get committed to it. Get committed to it and just do it. It's like Nike says, just do it. You know, the person that will decide to do it or the person that will decide not to do it is yourself. Hopefully this call will give you some guidance as to not have 2018 turn out like it has for a lot of people in 2017, which is, yeah, I was going to, you know, get promoted to this, or yeah, I was going to make get up to this much per money in money, or I was going to lose this much weight or whatever, and here it is, you're staring 2018 and it didn't happen in 2017. Decide that you're going to get committed and make sure you have 2018 be the best year of your life. With that, Bear, if you'd open it up, we'll say goodnight.
Well, Brian, I want to take a moment to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you. We're not going to be on the call for the next 2 weeks, and to everyone else on the call. So I want to wish that to you and your family, and I may get to see you between now and then, but just in case, I certainly want to put that out there. We appreciate everything that you've done for us this year. And just like this call, I love it that you're straight and to the point, and, you know, you don't tell us who you're talking about. But, you know, it kind of hits close to home, and there are a lot of people on this call that you may be rubbing your toes right now because it kind of got stepped on with the way that you set goals. Guys, let's get it done together in 2018. Let's put it together and take the leadership and the coaching that we're getting and make a difference not only in our lives and our business and in the lives of the people that are around us. So with that, I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa. And let's focus on making 2018 the year that we made it happen, okay? I'm going to open up the lines, and you can say thank you to Brian, and we'll go from there. Here we go.